Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hi, we're here from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about how leaving Earth changes your perspective, why there's a fountain in Barcelona that pumps out pure liquid mercury, and how researchers came up with a set of core beliefs that measure how you feel about the world.
Let's satisfy some curiosity.
Humanity could benefit from getting a new worldview. And by worldview, I mean quite literally a view of the world from outer space. Today, I want to talk about a phenomenon called the overview effect. That's the term for the change in perspective that many astronauts have reported after looking down on our tiny planet from way up in space. It was described by Apollo 14 pilot Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth person to walk on the moon. He said, quote, "You develop an instant global consciousness, a people orientation, an intense dissatisfaction with the state of the world, and a compulsion to do something about it. From out there on the moon, international politics looks so petty. You want to grab a politician by the scruff of the neck and drag him a quarter of a million miles out and say, look at that, you. I'm just going to say unquote at this point because he chose to use some pretty colorful language, but you get the idea. Another famous example of the overview effect comes from Carl Sagan. In 1990, the Voyager 1 probe took a snapshot of Earth from 4 billion miles away. The image inspired Sagan to write this famous passage in his 1994 book, Pale Blue Dot. Quote, "Look again at that dot. That's here. That's home. That's us. On it, everyone you love, everyone you know, everyone you've ever heard of, every human being who ever was lived out their lives. Our posturings, our imagined self-importance, the delusion that we have some privileged position in the universe are challenged by this point of pale light. Our planet is a lonely speck in the great enveloping cosmic dark. In our obscurity, in all this vastness, there's no hint that help will come from elsewhere to save us from ourselves," unquote. Unfortunately, we can't all go to space. But in May 2008, a group of experts in science, technology, and art founded the Overview Institute. Its mission is to educate both the space community and the general public on the nature and psychosocial impact of the space experience. Their hope is to find better ways to communicate exactly what astronauts experience when they're up there, both through new forms of media and perhaps in the future with better access to commercial space travel for regular people. As for what you can do right now, we recommend diving into NASA's image library and letting yourself become one with the universe. Cody, I'm not joking when I say I have goosebumps just from rereading Carl Sagan's Pale Blue Dot. It's just, it's that powerful for me. I love it.
You know what you do not want to become one with? A mercury-spewing fountain in Barcelona's modern art museum, Fundació Joan Miró. After all, the toxicity of mercury is well known, or at least it should be. Sure, the Calder Mercury Fountain is beautiful to look at, and it is surrounded by a thick pane of glass that protects viewers from breathing its fumes or touching the lethal liquid, but why create such a deadly piece of art in the first place? Here's the story. Back in 1937, the toxicity of mercury was not as well known. So when Spain commissioned American sculptor Alexander Calder to create a monument to recognize mines in Almaden, which used to be the world's greatest source of mercury, Calder constructed a fountain in his signature style that pumped out mercury instead of water. The finished piece was shown at the Spanish Republican Pavilion for the 1937 World's Fair in Paris, and it sat right in front of Pablo Picasso's seminal painting, Guernica. That's the Picasso piece that famously serves a political message in the context of the Spanish Civil War, and so does the Mercury Fountain. At the time, Almaden was under siege by fascist troops. A sad fact is that lots of the slave laborers and criminals who worked at the mines died of mercury poisoning, because again, the danger of mercury was not as well known. According to the World Health Organization, mercury is one of the top 10 chemicals or groups of chemicals of major public health concern. This is something we've known about since 1866, but it didn't really enter the public consciousness until about the 1950s. On the bright side, now that we know mercury is toxic, we have ways to reverse mercury poisoning, as long as it's caught early. Of course, that still doesn't mean you should get too close to Barcelona's mercury-spewing fountain. You'll probably be safer off checking out the pictures of it on our website, curiosity.com.
Once upon a time, Jiminy Cricket told Pinocchio, "Let your conscience be your guide." Have you ever wondered how your conscience is guiding you, though? Well, a team of scientists at the University of Pennsylvania identified 26 cardinal beliefs that they say guide how you live and interact with the world. And you can even take a quiz called the Primals Inventory to measure them. Primals is the researcher's shorthand for primal beliefs, or the convictions you hold at the core of your being. I'm talking about big questions like, is the glass half empty or half full? Is the world a good place? And does everything happen for a reason? The researchers wanted to identify a set of cardinal beliefs shared around the world. So they analyzed important texts, reviewed academic research, and conducted focus groups with representative samples of the world's four major religions. Then the team held retreats in the U.S. and China for prominent thinkers and researchers. That helped them narrow down the list and see which beliefs could be clustered together. After 75 drafts and input from 55 researchers from around the world, they ended up with a set of 26 core beliefs. Here are the four main categories for the primal beliefs. Good measures your optimism. Safe measures your vigilance. Enticing measures your curiosity and your appetite for exploration. And alive measures your search for grander meaning in life. Most of the remaining beliefs were clustered beneath these main categories, except for a few outliers that were independent of other categories. The team showed that primal beliefs can have a huge influence on a person's behavior, and that they vary greatly from person to person, even people who are related or who were raised in similar environments. They also found that people's primal beliefs remained pretty stable over time and seemed to dictate how they lived their lives. If this all sounds kind of like the idea of personality, you're onto something. The researchers say that primal beliefs may explain many of the differences between people's personalities. You can find links to a few versions of the Primals Inventory in our full write-up on this, which you can find on curiosity.com and on our free Curiosity app for Android and iOS. As with any online quiz, take your results with a grain of salt. But it could lead you to do some introspection and examine the core beliefs that guide you through life. Let your primals be your guide. Cody, I'm just going to cut right to the chase. What did you get on enticing, which is the curiosity one?
4 out of 5.
I got a 4.86 out of 5. I win!
Of course you did. I'll have to work on that. Before we recap what we learned today, we want to quickly remind you to please nominate Curiosity Daily to be a finalist in the 2019 Podcast Awards. Today and tomorrow are your last 2 days to vote. So in case you haven't already, please find the link in today's show notes or just go to podcastawards.com to register. You can find Curiosity Daily in the categories of People's Choice, Education, and Science and Medicine. It's free to vote and there's no mercury involved. So pretty safe. And I promise we'll stop asking you to do it after tomorrow. Now let's recap what we learned today.
Today we learned the overview effect changes the way you think about everything.
And that there's a fountain in Barcelona that spouts mercury, even though it's one of the most toxic substances on Earth.
And that researchers think they've come up with 26 core beliefs that affect your behavior.
And that Ashley thinks she's more curious than me.
The test said so, Cody. You can't argue with science.
Join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Stay curious.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.